Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies
and gentlemen, please,
would you bring your attention to me? For a feast
for your eyes to see, an explosion of catastrophe.
Starring. I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
In my old age, I've become soft.
No, it's not soft. That's what America, that's why America
Well, that's great. I mean, to be honest, that's the Van Leeuwen.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I'm all for more national holidays.
Christmas presents are open by 8. Yes, I know you're for that.
I don't see why people would have a problem with it.
Right, me neither.
I'm all for it.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
What was the last time the state of Massachusetts voted for a Republican president?
I was looking at this today. 1938?
It was Ronald Reagan.
It's gonna be Reagan.
It's like 1980 something?
Yeah. Was it? Oh, okay. Am I dyslexic?
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Shroom, that's a whole nother thing. Yeah, like, I got mushrooms on the burger, but yeah. I ain't got mushroom to get high. Yeah. You had me hallucinating. I heard you see stuff coming out the wall and stuff like that. I'm not here.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Yeah.
Greg Hill!
Yeah. Show. Greg Hill. Show.
Show! All right. People want to start with sports or a little bit of breaking news from Wisconsin?
Sports.
You pick. You pick.
Your show.
Curtis, I'm like sports. All right.
Curtis. I am so down. Like, you can't even get one past the Maple Leafs last night.
There we go. What happened?
I think we'll talk about the biggest story. I don't know if it's possible, but...
Biggest story of your lifetime? Shrooms are legal here in Massachusetts?
I don't know if it's possible if the sequel could be a bigger shock than the actual first movie.
Really?
But I wake up today, I didn't really go to bed, but watching that last night was shocking.
Really?
It's almost statistically impossible, if the polling was accurate, to have 50-50 beheads 17 straight times.
Yeah, well, just about a half an hour ago, Wisconsin was certified for Donald J. Trump. And so for the first time in 130 years, a president will return to office with a term in between. And Shine brought that up yesterday.
Grover Cleveland
was the last one to do it. So 130 years and a return to office for Donald Trump.
How does the mood today, Greg, compare to when Cleveland returned for you?
Well, Curtis, if I remember correctly, we were all sending telegrams left and right when that news broke.
Your algorithm all out of whack?
In the questions, the questions here in Massachusetts, shroom time is going to happen.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
MCAS, maybe a thing of the past.
Right.
Yeah.
The restaurant workers, very excited this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but did any of that shock you? I wasn't really shocked. By Trump winning.
I think it was down to the wire.
I asked this question beforehand. What are the early projections? And I think there are a lot of people that say Trump was probably going to win.
The odds of him sweeping every swing state was minute.
No, it was. For the Republicans, they hit on a four-leg parlay, Courtney. You got the popular vote. They got the Electoral College vote. They got Congress, and they got the House. So it is. It appears to be a win for the Republicans, and you can talk about that on this show all morning.
All right.
And I'm sure that there are many who would like to. So, and then sports-wise, Curtis, you brought it up. Another disturbing night for the Boston Bruins. I don't know who they turn to. They just don't have the offense to win these games,
right.
And they don't. When they do win one, Shime, they win them by a couple goals. They don't win them by three. They don't even put three or four goals up.
Right.
Second line is just both of those lines are anemic when it comes to putting the puck in. I don't know what
your defense is. Same thing. Guys camping out in front of the net.
But it's the slow aspect. Wiggy's been on that since the beginning. They just don't look like they have the same speed or the same energy as other teams.
Can we just quickly interject here? The Shrooms did not.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought I saw that.
Rejected.
But
rejected. All right.
So, no Shrooms.
No Shrooms for you. Shrooms. Elijah Dushku.
Yeah, no Shrooms.
But I heard Brick talking about this last night. It's like Todd watching the game. He said a lot of which ultimately led to Toronto scoring, a lot of sloppy and stupid penalties because what did all their goals except for the empty netter at the end come off power plays?
Correct. Three power play goals for Toronto. You went a fat 0-6.
Right. So I wonder what that
I'm now size shaming the power play.
Yep. Get ready for it.
is that just a lack of discipline and penalties, or is just like, I guess if you're a coach and, we'll have an opportunity to ask Milbury this tomorrow. In football, we talk about, cleaning up penalties.
Uh-huh.
How do you kind of do the same thing in hockey?
Well, I don't know. I do know that when it comes to Don Sweeney, he has one coaching change left in his bag of tricks before you have to look at the guys that are playing on this hockey team and determine that they aren't, every time they don't want to play for a coach, you can't just go out and make a coaching change. You have to look inward and look at the roster of the hockey team at some point.
Right, and that goes back to our original question before the season started is this team really talented enough, or do they have talent to really get to where we all expected them to be, right? Eastern Conference Finals, but do they really have that type of talent?
What's shocking to me is after the game yesterday, Pasta being asked about, another shutout, and he's like, it sucks, but I felt like we were right there the whole time. It's how do you feel like you're right there the whole time?
I don't know.
On this team. And it's that's what worries me, is that it just seems like even after these terrible losses, and I love Pasta. I think he's a great leader. I think he's great for this for the city. But they doesn't seem like they're mad after these losses. Yeah. It just seems laissez-faire.
Yeah. Well, a lot to get to this morning, including a potential temperature record, which might break today, Curtis. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's going to be a hot one out there.
76, I think, is the record, yep. And we may get above that today here, at least in Boston. Is that correct?
1776 was the year this country stood for something. anybody hear from the Bland manager today? Is he all right?
No, very quiet.
He's probably in some sort of a crying room.
Yeah, I think he's in an MSNBC Reddit.
I think we are.
What are those rage rooms where you can just destroy stuff?
Yeah, well, we're going to immediately rush some Legos and some chocolate chip cookies over to him so he can make it through the day today.
Ooh, who doesn't love Legos?
I thought you were going to go in the direction of the chocolate chip cookie show.
Yeah, chocolate chip cookies are delightful, too.
But we have a lot to get to. You can be on this show if you call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. We do have Bruins tickets to give away this morning. Would that be a good time to be a good time to talk about those?
I think somebody might want them.
Probably, yeah. Right? He gets a good take. The great food over there. And
it's always enjoyable to watch hockey in person.
100%. Great music.
Food over there.
You want to do those early, mid, or late? Shine. You can make the decision.
Let's do a mid.
Mid? Okay.
Mid.
So I would
like their performance lately.
I would say 7:30, your chance to win a pair of Bruins tickets from this show. But before that, our lead's coming up in about 15 minutes at 6:25 or thereabouts. They said it will happen at 7 this morning, I think. And we will discuss what David Andrews says has shown him that Drake May is a legit leader, among other things. So that is coming up at 7, and the news of Courtney at 7:45 this morning. And, Sean, this is important to you. It's National Nacho Day. America has spoken about Mexican cuisine and proven, once again, that they have no taste. So we will get to that. And the rest of the news with Courtney at around 7:45
next year.
Today's show, yes.
Next year on this day, can we do it out front of the Mexican restaurant in Keene and serve better nachos?
I mean, it wouldn't take much to improve them. Like, maybe they could add a little bit of salsa,
right,
and maybe a little bit of cheese,
and maybe take them out of the oven after about an hour.
Can I ask a nacho-related question?
Yes, yes.
Do we have a preference as a society on, like, actual shredded cheese on nachos or a cheese sauce or both? Oh,
shredded cheese, yeah, always.
Shredded cheese.
See,
cheese
I disagree. Sauce. I think the cheese sauce is better.
What's the cheese sauce? Like the queso?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a fake cheese.
That is a horrendous take.
I don't think so.
I don't think I've ever heard a worse one.
Are you saying drizzle queso on the nachos?
No, yes. That's not what you're saying. That's much different.
Well, he's saying
the fake cheese that you warm up in a microwave and just pour over.
Like nacho cheese.
I mean, in a restaurant,
yes,
Courtney, they like make it there. They don't just pop it out of a jar like you do at home.
That's what they hope you think.
Well, queso.
You like that rather than like melted cheddar cheese?
Yeah, so like if you were to take like a block of cheese and shred it over nachos and melt that, not as good as the actual like cheese sauce.
No. What?
That is we should probably jail you for that.
Yeah, Sean, talking about regular queso, regular nacho cheese, which doesn't work. The queso over the nachos, in some cases, maybe, but I still need to be able to pick up a chip and have some good, stretchy, melted cheese on it.
Yeah, I think most of America would prefer the shredded version as opposed to...
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
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 If I miss it out.
It's difficult. Wiggy's right, or whoever said it. It's difficult when it comes to execution to take a chip and to just have the goopy wet queso like falling all off it. Like
right.
You can pull. You go the other direction. You can pull off your cheese
and it's somewhat solid and there. And
yeah, and then it's just like a clump on there, though. That's, like, that's
it's
not
delicious.
It's a clump no, it's
of,
not.
It's a clump of deliciousness.
Yeah, that's what people
it's
like.
Really it's not.
Really. It's supposed to have. It's supposed to pass the pull test.
It's not as good, strong enough to really kind of be a part of a combination with the salsa, the guac, the you know, whatever kind of accoutrements you want on top.
Yeah.
May I just present one thing to the room that will totally remove any argument Chaim has?
Yes.
What would you say? We can all agree neither is good, but would you rather bring home nachos that had melted cheese that you could reheat, or bring home nachos that were soaked and soggy from cooked cheese that spread as liquid on top of the chips?
It's the queso. It's not even close. I don't want to reheat shredded cheese. What are we doing? That's like a psycho move.
But the chips they're totally not edible. They're like soggy. Yeah.
It's also been proven that when you talk about psycho moves, you're the one who took nachos to go.
Yeah.
Which. Yeah. Nobody takes nachos to go anywhere.
You can take, you absolutely take it. Wiki goes to an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet
That's
and
different.
Takes food to go.
But Chinese,
come
is,
on now.
Chinese is probably the goat of goats when it comes to reheating and eating it the
That's
next
true.
Day.
That's a fair point.
That. Nachos, unfortunately, are... Eat it there, and that's it. They're not very good when you're talking about next day reheating.
I don't know what he's talking about, but that's often
nachos
the
are
case.
Great.
Often the case. All right. Anyway, a lot to get to on this morning's show. It's a Celtics Wednesday, and tonight it is the Celtics, or I guess actually it's Jason Tatum against Steve Kerr. Yeah. So we will talk with Mego about that at 9 on a Celtics Wednesday this morning. But right now, to get us in a direction that most of you probably would like to go in, as opposed to the other direction, here is Courtney and what is trending right this moment.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. And I don't know about you guys, but great work by all the poll workers, especially in Southie. Curtis, I didn't wait in a single line. I was in and out to vote yesterday.
Same. Great spot. One of my neighbors up the road was working there. Great people. And that's such a cool thing, too. I mean, just say nothing of the outcome. Just the fact that we all voted. We all voted safely. We all got home. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I voted yesterday because Peanut the Squirrel didn't have the opportunity to.
Oh, good point.
So I just want to make that clear. But go ahead. Let's get the sports.
The Bruins get shut out in Toronto 4-0. Swayman was in goal. He had 23 saves in the loss. And Jim Montgomery says it's more of the same from earlier in the season for this team.
Yeah, I mean, our special teams, the numbers are the numbers, right? And the players that get the privilege of either being on the penalty kill or power play, along with us coaches, need to be better with our plan and need to be better in our execution.
The Bees fall to 6-7-1 on the season. The Celtics are back in action tonight at home, welcoming Steve Kerr and the Warriors to town. Tip is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is out of this one. Wiggy, trying to go tonight, or you're in?
I'm always on the try, Courtney. All right. Always on the try.
Fingers crossed. In Philly, the NBA has suspended Joel Embiid for 3 games without pay for shoving a columnist, Marcus Hayes, from the Philadelphia Inquirer in the locker room after the loss to the Grizzlies on Saturday. He's in the headlines constantly for the wrong reasons.
And I believe he's also yet to play a single game in this young NBA season. Joel Embiid.
That's correct. The Dodgers announced yesterday that Shohei Ohtani had surgery on that shoulder he injured during the World Series, the dislocated shoulder, so we'll wait to see what the timeline is like for him. Everyone's buzzing about Sugar Bee apples now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Yes, Sugar Bee apples are just 97 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 5 pounds. Short on time, order free curbside pickup or get delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
No mention of my guy, Louis Tiant. Looks like Louis, who I think I said, recently on this program, belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame, will get his shot as a part of the Classics category.
All right.
So I think well deserved by the late Louis Tiant. All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. 61 degrees, clear skies in Boston. Gorgeous day, record heat on the way, looking like 77 this afternoon.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
A Celtics Wednesday, and Mego will be with us at 9, our Celtics insider here at WEEI, and we'll talk Celtics and tonight. And Steve Kerr, who will not get a warm welcome when he arrives at the TD Garden this evening, and deservedly so. I don't know, you know me and technology, we're not on YouTube this morning. I don't know why. My apologies. There are those that are asking. We're not on YouTube. I don't know if it's... It could be because Curtis is such a right-wing conspiracy nut, and they've shadow banned the show this morning or something. I have no idea.
Canceled again.
Can we reach out to Vice President Musk and see if he could get us back on YouTube, Curtis? Maybe.
Dark day at Google.
So I don't know what the issue is there, but you can communicate with us, of course. In many ways, just maybe not in the YouTube chat. You can certainly do it in the Twitch chat and go to Twitch and follow WEEI, and you can do it on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937.
Well, Greg, interesting you bring up the text line, yeah, because text line seems to support me in this nacho debate.
I didn't see that.
Multiple, and by multiple, I mean the majority of them are saying cheese sauce is the way to go. Shime is right again.
Was this question six? I couldn't figure out. I was trying to read the question yesterday. It was too long.
Yeah, it was actually on the back of your Scantron. Okay, you had to flip it over. That's why you missed it.
So you go for fake cheese, just like everything in your life. You prefer fake over real.
That's nope. At restaurants, Greg, they actually make like their own real queso. It's not just like popped out of a jar like you do at home.
No, I think Courtney was right. Yeah. I think they throw a jar of what is the flavor of cheese in the microwave and then tell you that it's cheese sauce.
That's not how it works.
It still
tastes way better than just like shredded sprinkled cheese.
On National Nacho Day, yeah, I'm not going to hear this. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear it. Nobody has the same take as you.
No.
You had like two text
messages.
Greg,
what do you mean? I'm with Shime Queso. Shime is right. Queso or fake cheese, still the sauce of cheese. It's the same thing. It's still better. Legit argument, liquid cheese is superior on nachos. Like, it multiple texts.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the key is all you got to do is turn to the one here, the blonde-haired Guy Fieri, because he has the best nachos, hands down.
I think Chad from New Hampshire was about to say the very same thing. Hello, Chad.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
What's up, Chad?
Nothing. I worked at Guy Fieri's for a couple years in Wiggy. I hate to tell you, brother, but it is 95% cheese sauce in Guy Fieri nachos.
Thank you, Chad.
There is just a small sprinkle of shredded cheese, which would give you no pull whatsoever. Mm, yeah. So your favorite nachos on the planet is the majority cheese sauce, homemade cheese sauce, by the way. So Scheim is also right, where the majority of the good restaurants do make their own cheese sauce.
Thank you, Chad.
Well, see, there's a little bit of confusion there. Because I was, as Sean was talking about this, and those are my favorite. Unfortunately, the Guy Fieri Mexican restaurant is no longer by the TD Garden, so I don't know. So what I did is I went to YouTube, and Guy Fieri was making his trash can nachos on the Kelly and Mark Consuela show. And he does use the regular cheese.
Oh, he does? Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that's when he's on television.
Right.
It might be different. I don't know.
But yeah, he uses shredded cheese.
You know that he's not in every kitchen cooking.
Right, but his recipe, though.
Okay, stop it.
Right, it's not about him in there. It's about the recipe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I just want Scheim to know when it says, like, grandma's meatballs, it doesn't mean that the owner's grandma is in the back, like, making the meatballs. It's usually that they just say that, homemade whatever.
Yeah, Courtney, I'm aware of how restaurants work, but they still make the cheese sauce.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it can be frozen and brought back out later, but they still make it in-house. Like, that's the point.
But his recipe states...
Just like the meatballs.
2 ounces of mild cheddar cheese, 2 ounces of, I don't even know how to say this, Osaka cheese.
Oaxaca.
Two ounces of Monterey Jack cheese, 2 ounces of smoked Gouda cheese.
Gouda.
So when you look at his actual recipe...
Yeah, but is that sprinkled shredded cheese, Wiggy, or does he melt that down into a cheese sauce, as I was saying?
After yesterday, I hope there's no Gouda or Brie.
If you look at the video, the Guy Fieri video, he's sprinkling on the cheese.
Is Guy Fieri expecting a cabinet position in the new administration, Curtis?
Yeah. Department of the Interior of Air Force One to give him whatever he needs.
All right.
Would you like to speak to somebody in the cheese business?
Oh, I do love cheese.
It is Dale Arnold. No, actually, it's David. David.
Dale here.
David.
Gale here. Good morning, guys.
Oh.
So, Gale here. So, I know somebody who's in the cheese business. Shredded cheese is fake. It's not even real. So, you guys are debating on something that it's fake all the way around. So
shredded
it doesn't,
cheese.
Yes.
David,
they're not talking about cheese out of a
shredded
bag, David.
Cheese.
Stop.
Shredded cheese isn't real. You can take a legit block of cheese and just shred it.
All right. Please with that fake. This is such a useless debate started by Scheim at the start of the show.
That's because I'm right.
Ridiculous take. Because it happens to be National Nacho Day,
right.
And he said that nachos are better when you have the goopy fake queso cheese as opposed to legit real shredded cheese.
I didn't say it was fake cheese, Greg.
Whatever,
they make it. They still make it in-house. It's homemade.
It's about the construction of the nachos.
I'm not talking about Taco Bell cheese here.
As it always has been. All right. Well, anyway. We have a lot to get to.
What is the cheese then? What's the shredded cheese? What's David saying?
I do like quesos on nacho plus with my shredded cheese.
Yeah, I like queso.
Love queso.
Yeah.
Love queso.
I like to dip said chip in queso. I don't want it on top.
No, I want a whole orgy of queso, shredded cheese, chicken.
Jalapenos.
I mean, whatever, the little cut up tomatoes and onions.
Can we all agree on one thing and one thing only as Americans this morning on this day in which the country may still be divided? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Olives have no right being in on a nacho or in a nacho.
Preach.
I agree with that.
I disagree.
All day long.
Time, pipe down.
Of course.
Yes. Olives are. Hold on. What do we have against Big Olive here? Olives are delightful.
They're not on
nachos. I'm with you on that
one. People put them on nachos, and it's. They have no.
Oh, they're so good.
They're
the salinity of an olive is perfect for nachos.
They're
not
so
even
out of place.
Close.
If they're in a Greek salad or something,
those are Kalamata olives. Those are different. Those are very different than black olives.
If they find themselves stuffed and they're in a martini, then like Courtney loves those.
Yep.
I'm fine with that. But I don't want olives in my nachos anywhere near them.
No, you guys are such plain Janes.
All right. Coming up at 7.
Have a little spice in your life.
Coming up at 7, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Scheim, I get sad every time I hear that voice. Arguably, top 5 rock and roll voice of all time, the late Chris Cornell.
I was really feeling Chris Cornell this morning, so I immediately went to grab a Soundgarden song, and this is probably my favorite one, so that's why I played it
this
morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Black Hole Sun is your favorite Soundgarden song?
I believe so, yeah. I love Black Hole Sun.
That would be a great debate. Top five, like, greatest rock and roll voices.
We must have had it at some point on the show.
I think we might have had, like, who we thought was the best, but to be up in that that area, because you know me, I have Steve Perry on the list.
Yeah, you love Steve Perry.
What do you think about the new Journey?
No, I told you. I don't rock with Filipino Journey. Okay. But if we're talking, like, strictly rock and roll.
I would have Freddie Mercury up there.
Yes.
I would put Eddie Vedder probably in there. Some people don't like Eddie Vedder. He annoys them with the way in which he sings, but I'd probably have Eddie Vedder in there.
See, I like Axl Rose's voice.
No. It's not a top five voice. I'd put Billy Joel in there, to be honest with you.
That would be a good
Billy Joel's
what about
a rock and roll.
Nicks?
Yeah. Oh, Billy Joel's definitely rock and roll. I mean, why? You say he's more pop?
I don't. I mean, so is Bruce Springsteen rock and roll?
Bruce is. I mean, there's classic rock.
And okay. I'm honestly not arguing. I just didn't know.
Yeah, would you put Steven Tyler up there anywhere?
That's a distinct voice. Yeah. That's different for me.
That's what I like.
What about Stevie Nicks? Is Stevie Nicks a rock and roll voice?
Yes.
That would be my number one, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's just a good debate to have one day.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Because I like a distinct voice. That's
right. So
different.
You like a different voice.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's why you like Axl.
Why I love Steve Perry. His voice is, you know.
Yeah. That's a different debate, I think.
Right.
I just think that Chris Cornell's voice is one of the purest, when it comes to his range, he just has had one of the all-time great voices in rock and roll.
All right.
So, all right, Chime, your lead this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Your Boston Celtics get the Golden State Warriors tonight in hopefully what should be a rousing blowout by your part of the Celtics. Hopefully Jason Tatum goes off for 50. But more importantly, Greg, your guy, P. Pritch, is starting to make some noise.
Yeah.
He is officially the odds-on favorite at FanDuel to win the Sixth Man of the Year award. This guy, he's had two games below 15 points scored so far this season out of eight. He is lighting it up. He looks awesome. I think overall, his game has kind of just grown in every aspect, not just offensively, but defensively as well. Talked to Terp about it last night on this WEEI evening program, and he was one of the few people before the season that felt like there was a strong chance that Peyton Pritchard could make a run at this award. And so I just think it's awesome to see number one in the odds right now, according to FanDuel, your guy, P. Pritch. Mm.
Well, and you know, a guy who had talked about wanting to be out of here at one point because he didn't think he was going to get the playing time. And, you know, it's kind of like the Celtics have kind of created that thing that the Patriots used to have, where guys are willing to stay here for maybe a little less money than they would get elsewhere because they really believe that they can win here. So
he's got that swag about him now, like Pete Pritch. He's always had like a little bit, but now I think it's the swag plus the confidence because they're allowing him to say, okay, you're going to be our go-to, one of our go-to scorers on that second unit.
Yeah.
And he plays with that kind of like you could see it on the offensive end. Yeah, you could see that confidence and that swagger because he feels like he can cook anybody.
Yeah. Hammer the over tonight, though, Shime. When it comes to Jason Tatum, I think we're at 30.5. Over.
Points?
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday it was last night it was 29.5. I was even considering playing it at like 45+, which is 14-1.
Yeah. Because he was 30.5 the other night, and what did he end up with, though? I don't think he ended up with 30.
No.
He had 25.
No, he ended up with 28.
Yeah, he had 25 at halftime,
yeah,
and you're like, he'll crush this.
They're going to feed him all night tonight. Right. Like, I think 30.5 is a lock.
And against the Hawks, like, he sat in the fourth quarter.
Right.
He won't sit in the fourth quarter against the Warriors.
Yeah.
Because it probably won't be a blowout, because the Warriors are actually playing pretty good right now. I think
Buddy Hield's been good.
Yeah, I'm going to go over for the totals, too. I think it's 225.
How many legs for you, Parlay Princess?
I haven't
seven legger tonight.
I haven't locked it in yet.
That's okay.
I think we really need to talk this out.
Yeah,
he's gonna do Tatum first 3 minutes.
Yes, that's
Tatum,
a good one.
Tatum over.
Yep.
Tatum over on assists.
Yep.
Derek White over on threes.
Yeah. Do Steph Curry first 3 minutes too.
Yep.
But you got to go to FanDuel to do that. BetMGM don't do that.
All right. Thank you, Shime. Hello, Curtis.
Good morning, Greg. And speaking of the Celtics and the Warriors, I would ask that wherever they're staying, do a little housekeeping wellness check on Steve Kerr right now after last night.
Oh, yeah. It'd be bad back-to-back nights for him, I think.
I didn't study political science in college. I am not an expert on anything. But I just had this takeaway from last night. What occurred in the drumbeat to the election and the coverage by the network news and the usual legacy media suspects was them telling Americans that they were wrong, that the economy wasn't bad, that there weren't these big problems, and that everything was just fine. And it reminds me of the caloric information on Cheesecake Factory menus intended to curb people's diet, did nothing. Because when you go to the Cheesecake Factory, you want to get food that's fattening. And I'm watching last night, and as last night was the total and complete end of any relevance of the network news. They spent months telling you that one of the candidates was Hitlerian, that he was this evil, evil man. And Americans said, well, I don't think I'm doing very well right now. Everything's gotten incredibly expensive. And I'm going to vote for the person I believe will best help me in that way. And it's just a good lesson in this business and any business. If somebody feels a certain way, no, you're not going to tell them to stop just by telling them to stop. You have to show them what you're going to do to make it better. And the biggest and most glaring element of this was the vice president was the border czar. And then Joe Biden bowed out. By the way, great day for Biden. Woo-hoo! He is laughing his ass off. But she was the person in charge of the border. And then she gets the nomination, and we're told that never happened. It's just never been easier to fact check on your own. You don't need the networks to do it for you. I don't know what the next 4 years will be. But if you want to be successful and you want to have an audience, tell them how you feel. Tell them what you think. Don't tell them what to think.
Correct.
And that's why we are where we are today.
Well said, Curtis. It seems like the old adage remains true, which is it's the economy, stupid, and that the issue that that most Americans were concerned about is not the one that the legacy media thought you would respond to. So I think you make a great point. And also, if you're in this business and you're so arrogant as to believe that who you want to win or who you're voting for is going to have any tiny iota of an impact with an American who's going to vote, then you're in the wrong business. Like, you're there to report the information to if you're doing a podcast or you're doing a radio show or whatever. You're there to help orchestrate a back-and-forth discussion on things. You're not going to change anybody's mind. And to think that because you work for the Boston Globe or the New York Times that people are going to look to you when it comes to who to vote for is ridiculous. All right. Great lead, Curtis.
Thank you.
There was somebody on the text line who was suggesting that this show was not going to talk any politics this morning, as if we were afraid.
Uh-oh.
And there we go. There's Curtis's
politic
lead.
Talk.
There's Curtis's lead right there, right off the bat this morning.
Well, good morning.
For that angry texter. All right, we'll get to the rest of the leads. Courtney, Wiggy, my lead, all coming up next on a Celtics Wednesday here at WEEI. Coming up after 7, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will talk about what David Andrews said about Drake May and what has shown him that he is a legit leader, among other things coming up. I'm told by viewers of this program that we are back on YouTube, so if you had made the switch over to Twitch, but you're a YouTube person, then you should be able to go back to YouTube and watch this show. You can always watch it if you're able to on YouTube or on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI, and we have some leads left this morning, including this one from Courtney. Hello.
Hello, good morning. I knew that once we talked about the Joel Embiid suspension, people were going to start saying, hypocrites, you said that Jason Kelsey was in the right for, you know, coming at that kid.
Yep.
And I just want to make something very clear. The situation with Jason Kelsey and a fan is far different from Joel Embiid and Marcus Hayes, who is a member of the media, a columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Now, Joel Embiid was upset with something that Marcus Hayes had written in the Philadelphia Inquirer just days before. I have the piece in front of me. I'm just going to read the beginning of what he was actually upset about. He wrote, Joel Embiid consistently points to the birth of his son Arthur as the major inflection point in his basketball career. He often says that he wants to be great, to leave a legacy for the boy named after his little brother who tragically died in an automobile accident when Embiid was in his first year as a 76er. Well, in order to be great at your job, you first have to show up for work. Joel Embiid basically said, keep my son and late brother's name out of your mouth.
Uh-huh.
I can understand why that would upset Joel Embiid. Marcus Hayes reportedly in the locker room was trying to apologize to Joel for bringing up his son and brother, maybe crossing a line there. But at the end of the day, what Marcus Hayes was writing about was the fact that Joel Embiid put such an emphasis on family and wanting to be great and leave a legacy for his son, who was named after his late brother. He wasn't saying anything negative about his brother who tragically died or his son that he is playing for.
Right.
He was actually saying quite the opposite. What happened with Jason Kelsey was that they were saying something negative about the family member. That's the first distinction between the two that makes it far different. The other is that Jason Kelsey and a Penn State student are not co-workers. If you want to believe it or not, Joel Embiid and a member of the media that follows the Sixers are essentially co-workers because they work in the same setting every single day.
Yeah.
It is very, very different.
I think it's worse for what the guy did in the Sixers locker room because he should know better. He's someone that has an understanding. It's not some nameless face that you see on TV. He's actually spoken personally, I'm sure, countless times with Embiid.
Right. Yeah, you don't bring up somebody's dead brother and son.
I just said
keep
that.
Keep a family name. But that's once you do that, it's how people hear things differently. So you might be looking at it like, well, he's just trying to make a point. No, Joel Embiid has his brother who passed away in a car accident, and then he has his son, and he hears that differently. You don't talk about people's family.
I'm saying that this guy came into the locker room that day trying to apologize. So face to face, he was actually trying to make it right. For Joel Embiid to then escalate it to shoving, there was no punching or anything like that. It's a different situation than what happened with Jason Kelsey.
That's
and I've
the
already
same thing. What do people say?
I think it's different.
What do they say? Stuff your apologies in a sack?
Right.
Yeah, after you.
I've
after,
never heard that.
Well,
but
something along
I'm
going to
use it.
Isn't it something along those lines?
I'm going to use that.
Yeah, it's something along those
lines. And if I'm the reporter and I want to apologize, I can contact the team's PR guy and say, hey, I really want to go in and meet face-to-face with Joel Embiid, man-to-man. They could do it away
privately
from everybody else. They could speak, and Joel Embiid could share what he wants to say without others being... It felt to me like it was a show by the reporter to be like, look, I'm such a good guy. I'm walking up to him. And then Embiid wanted no part of forgiving him in that way.
And then the guy probably got a little testy because he was made look bad when...
So you put a reporter...
Yep.
Quote unquote, in the same category now as somebody who's on social media or a college kid who's going to a football game at Penn State or whatever. And that is that if you're going to say it, you have to be willing to back it up when it comes to fisticuffs.
Yeah, you got to be ready for the consequences. When you're talking about people's family and when those some parts of the family.
So then Tuukka Rask should have come in here and shoved you when you were talking about the fact that he was being a baby for not showing up when his family.
I think that's hypocritical. Yeah, but I have no issues with that. I said that Tuukka Rask should be playing.
Right. I'm pretty sure you called him soft.
Yeah, I said he should be playing.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that I think that the narrative changes when you want it to fit your narrative. But back when Tuukka Rask
it hasn't changed. I said if Tuukka came in here, you said Marcus Hayes should not be talking about anybody's family. No, I said if he does it, he got to be ready for the consequences.
Oh, so it's getting hot in here.
No, I hate when it gets hot.
Can one of you put an apology back in the sacks, please?
Actually, Jenny from the 603, Wiggy had your back in here. Mm-hmm. You can stuff your sorries in a sack.
From the Seinfeld thing. Right. My thing is don't have selective hearing. I said if he says that, he deserves whatever consequences comes with that. If I say that and Tuukka feels a certain way and, hey, he says something to me, I got to deal with whatever consequences come that way because I brought up the fact that he left and there was obviously issues that he was having with
his
family.
So you and Marcus Hayes are basically in the same category.
Yeah, but okay. I'm not denying that.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying stand on business.
Okay. He walked up to him face to face.
And those are the circumstances or the what comes with doing that.
Courtney suffers from Kelsen C bias.
No, like this has nothing to do.
It has anything to do with
this
the
Kelsen. This has nothing to do. And the amount of messages I got yesterday for, oh, are you just voting to support whoever Taylor Swift supports? Nope, I'm not. I'm staying far away from that.
Mm, did you? Oh, you did vote yesterday.
I went and voted.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go vote.
Jeez, don't come at me.
I'm not coming at anybody. I was just asking. It ain't Greg's business. Right.
So he shouldn't be asking you.
Yeah. I was really excited to vote for the county clerk.
Well, nobody needs to hear about it.
I asked her. What do you mean nobody needs
Shine,
to hear
I'm
about
talking
it?
About.
Oh, no. I asked her because she was saying that people were accusing her of voting because of Taylor Swift. That's why I asked her.
I would have voted regardless.
Did we have this conversation though? No, just because you say you get on your high horse and say nobody should ask who anybody voted for.
That's redundant.
You said that nobody should vote.
No. I said they have the right to. I said they have the right to if they don't want to. Aren't you the one who always says the great Mrs. Hill says,
I asked her who she voted for, and she used to say, none of your business.
So that's what I'm saying.
100%.
It's like the cab driver.
Or
like,
if people want to say it, they can say it.
It's like the cab driver.
I'm so sick and tired of people judging other people on who they vote for. It's been 4 years or plus of misery. I don't care who you voted for. As long as you and I can sit down together and enjoy, like, break bread, and then you pick the tab up, I love you. It doesn't matter to me. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Unfortunately, we're going to have to get to They Said It at 7:20, I'm guessing, Chime, because we still have a lead left from Wiggy and from yours truly. So.
And, Greg, good for you. You just got the record for most birthday dinners for a non-signature birthday.
I never want to hear that I draw things up again in my life.
I don't do this. Like, Breece Hill organized a nice dinner for me with the fellas last night.
And the emo quote. My goodness.
Listen, I have been blessed by, and the older I get, the more I appreciate it. Blessed by some extraordinary friends who are there when as I said in the toast last night, Curtis, they're there when the sun is shining and they're there when there are shadows. And that is, and you people here have become my great friends.
There can only be shadows when the sun is shining, Greg.
What?
Good point.
There's no shadows at nighttime.
I thought you were going to go in the direction that when I stand in the sun, it creates a giant shadow.
No, someone who created a giant shadow himself for a long time, but no longer.
You're slipping back there, fella. I hate to not even close. I don't know if you own a mirror or not.
I feel great.
You're like the price of energy. You're going in the wrong direction.
Oh.
I hate to break it to you.
Stay strong, Shadow.
Wow, there is nothing on this earth to be more prized than true friendship.
Right.
That's it.
That's not emo.
Well, yes, it is.
Is that emo?
Yeah.
Yes. That's just like, you know, that's just you know, bigging up your friends and how, you know, great the type of boys you have.
Yeah. Were you talking to your friends or the truffle tater tots?
I am good friends. They have a new potato.
Oh.
Which is available at Grill 23.
All right.
It's like a stack, very thinly sliced potatoes, stacked and fried.
Is that where that was?
G23?
Is that where that was? G23? Yes, yeah, I got to go. I still have never been there.
Oh, you'll love it.
It's a good spot. I've been there once.
Great butter cake.
All right.
We are
going to take a quick break, but I promise, will be right back.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence.
As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.